Welcome to the show. Today, we're joined by Michael Stark, a seasoned CFD trader and financial content leader at XNess. With years of experience in both trading and creating valuable content for traders, Michael brings a unique perspective on what it takes to succeed in a fast-paced world of financial markets. Today, we'll dive into the age-old question, are traders born or made? Michael, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks for inviting me on.
Let's kick things off with some rapid-fire questions just to get to know you better. Firstly, what drew you to trading in the first place?
Main thing was I was living in Egypt at the time and fairly often like putting money from pounds into Egyptian pounds since there was a peg at the time and the rate of interest was quite a lot higher. So I thought to myself, surely there must be an easy way of doing this and doing all this exchanging. And then I was speaking to just this random guy essentially, and he was telling me about the carry trade and about how, you know, differentials between rates is something you could do with derivatives as well. Why don't you look at Forex? And so I did. And that's how I initially started. And then after that, I suppose expanded into different approaches because carry trade, of course, doesn't always work. There's various situations when it's not going to work.
How do you stay mentally sharp and prepared for fast-moving markets?
Mainly just to take a break every now and then. Just try to take a break, turn the screen off, do something totally different, get a good amount of sleep, eat reasonably well. All of these things are important for general life, but particularly I think for trading, it's important sometimes to get away from it and do something else and then come back fresh.
If you could give one piece of advice to your younger self as a trader, what would it be?
Take more risks, which is the opposite of what you would probably say many traders would say to their younger selves. Generally, I'm a bit of a risk-averse person, let's say, in many things. When I was a newer trader, it actually probably would have been better for me to take some more risks. Because even if in some situations, of course, that would have meant I'd lost more, probably would have learned more from having taken more risk. Not too much, but a bit more.
Got it. So it would have speed up the learning curve.
I think so. Yeah.
So Michael, your role as both a trader and financial content leader is absolutely fascinating. Can you share a bit more how your journey in trading and financial education began? And what led you to focus on CFD trading in particular?
Well, initially, I suppose what got me into like investing generally is I grew up and my dad was telling me lots of stories about, you know, the period of stagflation in the 70s and what do people do to try to protect the money from inflation and shares and, you know, ETFs and so on and so forth. And I bought my first share, a small amount, when I started my undergraduate degree. And then later, as I was saying, when I was experimenting with how can I get a higher rate of interest on this money when there is a peg between the Egyptian pound and the US dollar, and spoke to this basically random guy in a pub in Cairo. And he explained to me with CFDs, you have what's called the carry trade, which is where you have a differential in rates between one currency and the other. And this is how you can be credited money just for holding a trade open. And it's a lot easier administratively to do that with CFDs compared to doing it with deliverable currencies. So did a lot of research about the carry trade within CFDs and also different other strategies for trading CFDs, not just Forex and other instruments as well.
Got it. So carry trading got you into the industry. And then from there, you kind of found your own path. That's it. Got it. In your experience, do you believe that success in trading comes down more from inherent qualities like intuition? Or can these skills be developed over time through education and practice?
I think the latter. I think they can be developed over time through education and practice. I mean, when it comes to this question, the example that I personally like to use is generalship. Because people often talk about people like Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great, Napoleon being these natural born, inverted commas, generals. Whereas the other generals had to learn their craft. Many times the generals who had to learn the craft ended up beating the natural born, inverted commas, generals. I would say the principle is the same for trading. Some people are kind of natural born traders. They're like really calm, they're focused, they can make very quick but sensible decisions. But pretty much anybody, I think, they can learn these qualities. It just might be more difficult for some people than others.
You've often emphasized the importance of staying focused and executing quickly in trading. How has that mindset shaped your own approach? And how do you think traders can cultivate the ability to stay ahead?
It's shaped my approach in that, with some exceptions, I generally don't really like to trade the news very much. I generally prefer to do swing trading or position trading, just because like staying focused on a screen for a long time, for some people it works. For me personally, I generally prefer not to do that. Generally prefer to trade more over the long term. Not so much set and forget, but research reasonably thoroughly, set, and then monitor occasionally. So you could think of swing or position trading, from my perspective at least, as a kind of shorter term investing rather than really trading in the sense that we usually mean. And as for how people can cultivate that, depends on their strategy and their personality. I think when you talk about, that ties back to the previous question you asked about personality, because if somebody is more aggressive, but also within, has a very good control of their emotions and a good level of patience, then scalping is probably more likely to fit that person. Whereas if somebody is more risk averse, if somebody is more aware of their ability to panic in some situations, then probably swing or position trading is better for that person. It's not to say that this person couldn't do that or that person couldn't do this. It's just going to be harder if they try to do it that way. You shouldn't try to fight your nature if possible. Although you can, I think, improve or change your nature in trading as in many other things.
I mean, is there a way to identify based on my personality type, which type of trading strategy is more suitable for my mindset, or how do you see that?
Yeah, I think so, personally. I mean, like, neuroticism is usually considered one of the main traits within personality, within Ocean. And as a general rule, in my view, people with very low neuroticism are going to be better at scalping, and people with higher neuroticism are going to be better at swing or position trading, you know, like about average on the scale among humans. Whereas somebody with extremely high neuroticism is generally is not going to work out for them to trade unless they can kind of get a handle on their level of nervousness. And that applies, I think, to other personality traits as well. You know, your personality can change if you make an active effort to change it or to improve it. Just if you are just wanting to trade, then there's not necessarily a reason to do that. Just find a strategy that fits you.
Makes sense. I feel that when it comes to trading, maybe behaviors can change and be kind of improved or adjusted, but personality, it's kind of hard to change that. At Exynos, we prioritize providing tools that enhance efficiency, including features like fast withdrawals. From your perspective, Michael, how important is it for traders to have quick and reliable access to their funds, especially in dynamic markets?
I think it's very important, and it's important mainly for your emotional comfort or your emotional resilience, because it doesn't really matter what the spread is, doesn't matter too much what the commission or the execution is like. If you just don't trust your broker to give you your money back when you ask for it, then all of this stuff is kind of secondary. So I think it's very important to know that you can rely on your broker to give your money back, burn money back to you when you ask for it. And also you can get it back reasonably quickly so that you can do something else with it. But I mean, how that impacts on your strategy and how that is affected by the volatility in markets, I think depends on loads of different factors. Doesn't necessarily depend on the volatility in markets. I think it's just something that's generally essential. You need to be able to trust your broker to give your money back reasonably quickly.
No doubt about it, because I'm aware of a lot of brokers in the industry where when you place a withdrawal as a trader, they reverse engineer the trades to see if there was any type of a potential manipulation or anything that would violate the client agreement, let's say, so they don't have to pay it. So for me, just the peace of mind of my money's my money. And when I make that request, I'm going to have it near instantly when I can. For me, that makes a huge difference in trusting the broker. For traders in fast-moving markets, like those trading CFDs, having quick access to funds can make all the difference. How do features like this help traders to stay agile and confident in their strategies?
I don't think it has that much of a direct effect on the strategy in many cases, but I think it has more of an emotional effect. And I suppose it does have a practical effect on the overall portfolio. What I mean by that is that most people, there's exceptions, of course, but let's say very many people, they're not just trading CFDs. They also have savings accounts. They also invest in ETFs. They invest in individual shares. They might own crypto, et cetera, right? And you're not usually going to put like all of your free capital for investment and trading into just CFDs. And in most of the time as well, I can speak for myself, I would not want to have a huge amount of money available for trading in my CFD account, because sooner or later, my discipline's just going to collapse and I'm going to end up losing more than I really should be losing. I want to be taking out the excess profits. I want to be putting it into primarily ETFs, but also savings, home improvements, maybe, you know, anything that I'm needing to do with it, and keeping a more or less roughly set amount within the account most of the time. So being able to do that quickly when I've made a profit, or being able to deposit again, you know, if appropriate, after I've made a loss, is something that's important for being able to just make it less complicated, have to have fewer things going on in your head when you're thinking about, okay, how much have I allocated here? How much is here? How much is the mortgage this month? How much is the blah, blah, blah? It's just one fewer thing to really stress about.
So would you say that for you, having a broker that is giving you quick access to your funds has potentially helped you not miss the same mistakes or not trade when you shouldn't or things like this? It's helped you to stay more disciplined?
I think so, yes, definitely. Because when you've just made a profit, I mean, it's human nature. I'm just speaking for myself. Maybe other people are more disciplined. Of course, that's great. But I've just made a big profit. I've made a big long-term profit on gold, relatively speaking, then I'm going to be more tempted to say like, oh, come on, we can squeeze a few more quid out here. Yeah, let's go, let's do it. You know, like if you imagine you've got an angel and a devil on different shoulders, the devil in that situation is very, very powerful psychologically. But the ability to say, no, I'm going to withdraw this profit and I'm going to get it in about 15 or 20 minutes. Then that way the devil kind of disappears in a puff of smoke and then you can do whatever you want with this profit that you've withdrawn. For me, I think it's super, super helpful, really helpful.
Yeah, that's an interesting dynamic. I never really thought about it, that having quick access to my funds could actually be a lifesaver for me. All right, Mike. Well, look, as we wrap up, one lesson or insight from your journey that you think resonates universally with traders, whether they're just starting out or have years of experience.
I think it's the balanced approach. We should have a balance between risk and between caution. Because as we were saying earlier, what would I tell my younger self? I would take more risk. Many traders, of course, is the opposite. What I actually probably would say is like, you need to take some risk so that you can actually have a chance of making money so that you can participate in the market. But then at the same time, you shouldn't take stupid or uncalculated risks. You need to try to balance the risk with the potential reward, you know, in practice and also psychologically. And in pretty much anything, you need to have a balance between the two kind of extremes to be able to learn and also eventually hopefully succeed, whatever success means for you.
And finally, Michael, what's your take on the question? Are traders born with a natural edge or can anyone cultivate the skills to excel?
I think it's both. And just as like Julius Caesar is a born, inverted commas, general, and I don't know, Duke of Wellington, for example, is a made general, then anybody could be a born trader or a main a made trader. You know, some people have it easier, some people have it harder, but I think more or less anybody can be a trader.
Would you rather be born a trader or made a trader?
Traders, as I was saying earlier with generals, traders can be born and they can be made. I just think if somebody was born to be a trader, then when it fails, and eventually it sometimes will fail, then it's a lot more difficult to handle that. But I think the other side of it is if I consider myself to be made a trader rather than born, then there are various times when I do feel I was born to trade. And that's because of the amount of effort, the amount of persistence and patience, and I would say humility that I've put into this journey of learning to trade. There are some times where I feel like, yes, I've got it. Aha. And there's as if there's fingers clicking in my head. And that's a great moment. We just also need to balance that, I think, with ability to say sometimes, I don't know everything. There's always something else that I need to learn. And I always need to be aware that when I've made a mistake, it's not the world out to get me. I've just made a mistake. I need to learn from that.
Well, it sounds like you were made to trade, but you were born with the foundation and the skill set to actually do it. And mm-hmm. I think to an extent, maybe everybody's born to trade, to have the skill set and desire to want to learn these things and try to improve. Thank you, Michael, for sharing your journey and valuable insights. It's clear that success in trading is a combination of innate qualities and learn skills with tools like fast withdrawals and execution efficiency, playing a pivotal role in empowering traders.
Thanks for having me on, Nima. It's been great as usual.
Thank you. And thank you for the history lesson.